It's now time for Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Add-A-Touch Floral and Gifts. For flowers bigger than your last-minute panic, Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Richland Hospital, keeping you healthy. Cardinal Glass AG, because broken windows make surprise wind tunnels. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so smooth you might slide right into Monday. And Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, making sure goodbyes are graceful and your weird family stories live on. Today's show has more excitement than a raccoon in a garbage can. And don't miss Hank's love lines. Hank says, if she laughs at your jokes, well, that's true love. If she steals your TV remote, hide immediately.
Run.
Kick back, tune in, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
Hank Bray, he's here just in the nick of time.
Well, I lost my items on the way in.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, I thought you had to run all the way back to your desk.
Nope,
you
were right there in the
couple
floor.
Of steps, and you were ready to roll.
Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah.
So, how was your evening, young man?
It was pretty good, restful. I had a few things to do in here last night.
Oh, you did? Okay.
But otherwise, yeah, not too bad. And suffering through about my fourth bout of sinus.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
horrible.
Yeah.
It is.
I get rid of it. And then about a week later, it comes back.
Yes.
So it's just lovely.
You feel good, then you go out running around in your shorts.
Well, no, I wouldn't go that far.
But I think a lot of people got sick from that warm spell to
Could
cold.
Be.
And then
yeah,
a lot of people do. I was out about yesterday, Phil, and I've got you something that you've never had before.
Really? What is that?
Well, you've had Slinkies before, right?
Oh, I love Slinkies,
but
yeah.
You've never had the world's smallest
Slinky. Oh, look at that. Oh, my goodness.
And it's metal.
It is.
Yes.
Wow. It's not bent yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
No, I didn't set on enough.
If you bend one of those little
You're
done. Yep.
But that's the world's smallest Slinky.
Yeah. I wonder, will you need small stairs for it to go down?
Probably. There? Probably. Do you have small stairs?
No, I don't. Maybe like in the dollhouse.
Maybe. Yeah. Kids would love that, wouldn't
they? Yeah, they would. Huh. Yeah, ours never worked. You know, you see the on TV, they're going down the stairs and down.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Ours would go flip, flop, done.
It's great for mending fences, too.
One stair. Yeah, it does. It fixes a few things. Holds up mufflers, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah, without question.
I've told the story about, you know, being very protective of my toys. I still am. But back in the day when there were some neighbor boys that would come once in a while, or we'd have a family get-together, and a Slinky would work real well to wrap around the toy box so tight that you couldn't open it. You know, and then keep the kids out of my toy box.
You do that with your office right now?
No, I don't. I don't have a Slinky.
No, because they're all wrapped up in your stuff you don't want us to take.
Is that right?
Like your chair and your pillow.
Sure.
You know what I mean? You've done a nice job.
Thank you. Yeah. Slinkies have a lot of applications.
Yeah, but that's the world's smallest Slinky. It's kind of neat.
Yeah. Should open it, but I don't know how.
It may be worth some money someday.
You think so?
Probably
Maybe
not.
I better leave it in the package.
No, it's all yours, buddy. So I was out and about.
Yeah.
And I got a Hungry Hippo game that we're going to play next week, I think.
It's another world's smallest game.
World's smallest game, yeah. So I find those.
It probably doesn't make as much noise as the big one.
We're going to make the noise.
The big one is just like, man.
Oh, yeah, this one you use your little, maybe your pinky.
The kids would play Hungry Hippo and poor old dad was trying to sleep back in the 80s.
Yes,
yes. Bam, 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 bam. What are you guys doing? We're playing Hungry Hippo. Oh,
yes.
Play something quiet.
Yes. You know? Like checkers.
Yeah, right.
Chess. Anyway, your question for the day, young man.
Yes, yes.
All right, here we go. I shouldn't ask this, but I'm going to.
Oh, no. I'm kind of nervous, to be honest.
What is the most common thing you think about when sitting on the toilet?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I tell you. I don't even know if I know. Probably.
I'm always thinking about missing what email did I miss?
Yeah.
Seriously, like something like.
I'm thinking about what I need to get done that day.
You know, and this is one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Leave it to you, Hank,
for I'm always
bringing up a little TMI.
So you're welcome.
Impressive. Thank you.
Yeah. You might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you ever been escorted from a Little League field in handcuffs.
That is sad, but true.
It is true.
Have you been? No, you probably.
No.
No, but when you're umpiring, you may have had it happen.
I try to take care of it.
Yep.
Before. You just keep tearing that thing up. And
I'm trying hard to get my slinky out of the package here. There it is. Well, walks downstairs, a loner in pairs, and makes a slinkity sound. It's slinky, it's slinky. Everyone knows the sting.
Let's see here.
Stinky,
let's
slinky.
Set this on the count. Let's see if it works.
It's slinky, it's slinky.
Let's see if it goes down.
For fun, it's a wonderful toy. It's slinky. Well, it did.
Is it metal?
It's fun.
It is
for
metal, isn't it?
Fun for a girl and a boy. Thank you.
Yeah. That's a neat little thing in there.
Yeah, it is.
We'll show
Look
everybody.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Yeah.
You're going to be in hog heaven now.
Well, my granddaughter, Oakley, turns 6 today.
Oh, happy birthday to Oakley.
She is our oldest.
Yeah.
She was born right before the world stopped.
Yes, yeah.
COVID.
Yeah.
And we didn't see her right away, you know, when the year she was born.
2020.
So 6 years ago today.
Well, congratulations to Oakley.
Yep,
nice job.
Absolutely.
You've made it 6 years with Grandpa Phil.
Well, I just thought about her. She might like a slinky.
She might like a slinky.
You know, we didn't have to go out and shop. You know, here we go.
Here you go, bud.
Yep.
So everybody threw in 5 cents to get you the slinky.
Now I'm not going to get anything done today.
Yeah, you're not. You're done now.
Playing with it.
You know what? Take that to the toilet.
Oh. Oh, well.
We have another miniature game to play today, Phil.
If you what is
show
it?
Everybody the
it's
basketball.
The, fingerboard basketball?
Yeah.
All right.
So this is very easy to put together. You and I have both tried this, and it's not very hard to score a hoop.
What do you mean? I think it's really hard to score.
I said, yeah, it is really hard. So what we've done, Phil, if you even hit the backboard, you get a point.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, in the basketball, the hoop is kind of leaning. It looks like every playground you've ever been at. You
like
know,
those 8-foot goals.
Yeah, they're leaning and the rim's bent, you know.
It looks like you've been playing in the backyard
there. Chains on it, yeah. I was out shooting the real deal last
Were
night
you?
There. Yeah.
Did you get cold?
Yeah. The neighbor kid came over and we shot a couple of baskets for about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And that's about all this old boy could stand.
It's like, good chilly.
Can't feel my hands anymore, but it's a nice excuse. It's like, I can't make anything. My hands are numb.
And he's listening right now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, my neighbor lied to me last night. All right, buddy.
All right.
So I'm going to put this up because we lose
a lot
of them.
So we have three little mini basketballs, and I got to try to make it at least to the backboard. Look at that.
That's an air ball, Phil.
I could have. Well, I'm used to those. I could have made it down at Crosscut Park with that shot.
Yes,
Well, let's see here. No, then it was too long. Uh-huh. It looks like my real shooting touch. Oh, jeepers. That one took off across Highway 14. Jeepers.
See if Mr. G's down there can get it.
Hey, you guys want to bring the ball back?
All right, buddy. Let's see what I got here.
Oh, not much there, Hank. Oh, all right. I think this game's kind of a dud.
It may be a dud.
Yeah.
We'll go one more round.
Yeah. All right.
Well, at least it's sitting in the right place then for a dud.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. When I used to play Nerf ball or shoot hoops, I would always do a play-by-play of myself.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah, it was good. You know, there's Phil Nee. If he makes this, the Bulldogs win.
State championship.
State championship. 1978. Here we go. There's the shot by Nee. Oh! You got about
just exactly what we expected.
There's Phil Nee. They said that there was 1 second left on the clock. And
he shoots.
He misses. I got you, though.
Ball,
does that count?
The ball's in the crowd.
One more. This is really
this
it.
Is
I'm not messing
deal.
Around anymore. This is the real deal right here. No, man. I think we're going to have to get Oakley in here. She probably can.
Oakley probably make them.
Yeah.
All right, here.
The P Ridge. Did you make it?
No, I got the hoop. I hit the hoop.
What's P Ridge's nickname?
Off the backboard. Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. P Ridge Blackhawks. If Hank Bray makes this Pea Ridge wins the Arkansas State Championship. No!
No, I imagine
they lose.
Hey, Hank still has it.
Oh, well, Hank.
Yeah, yeah.
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
You buy these mini games for us.
Boy, they're tough, aren't they?
I tell you what. I can't believe nobody bought that before we did.
I don't understand why.
I mean, somebody actually blew their money on that, you know?
But that would be me.
That'd be you.
Yeah.
Good job.
But it gives us something to do.
It does, yes.
Yeah, you'll be back here practicing this all day.
It may take me all day to make a basket.
Yeah, it may be. Right. It's tough.
Exactly. I'll have to have Joanne and Bo.
But I did hit the backboard.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Joanne and Bo can be my rebounders.
Yes. Get them all over.
The ball goes all over the place.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, well.
So you've got a slinky and a basketball.
I do.
Let's see how you do.
One more shot. And if Knee makes this, the Bulldogs win.
Conference game.
And they defeat the fifth and sixth graders from
Ithaca.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, almost.
Yeah, the fifth and sixth grade wins. All right, buddy. We can't forget the love line today.
Oh, yes.
It's Thursday love line.
How could it be so silly to forget that?
Are you right? So you got a new slinky, a new basketball game. You're just, it's like Christmas.
What a day. Hey, you could probably make, I'd give June an earring. Make this,
or go on the other side.
Yeah, if I had two little slinkies, that June could wear earrings like that.
That's the only one they had.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I can't believe that. Everybody else must have bought them, too.
All right, buddy, today's love line, February 26th. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're better than a dog who finally catches its tail.
Oh, boy. I don't think that'll win you too many points.
If it's a dog lover, it would.
Well, I suppose. Yeah. Wow.
If you want to use cat, you can still use the cat.
I suppose.
You're better than a cat who finally caught its tail.
Finally caught its tail.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Hank. I don't think I'm going to use that one today.
Have you used any of them?
I've used a couple. June's not impressed.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Have a good day. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.